USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is continuing its proceedings in finalizing the impeachment articles against President Trump. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler opened the debate on the articles.
If the president can first abuse his power and then stonewall all congressional requests for information, Congress cannot fulfill its duty to act as a check and balance against the executive, and the president becomes a dictator.
The committee's top Republican, Doug Collins, says Democrats are predisposed toward impeachment without the evidence to back it up.
This is our third. I'll count it into tomorrow for three. Three hearings in this committee of impeachment, and that's all we're having.
The Democrats hope to have the articles ready for a vote for the full Senate by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. Visit exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee finished up its latest two-day meetings with no moves on interest rates. But Chairman Jerome Powell made it clear the Fed plans to leave historically low rates in place through next year.
As always, we base our decisions on judgment of how best to achieve the goals Congress has given us, maximum employment and price stability. Our economic outlook remains a favorable one, despite global developments and ongoing risks.
Senate Judiciary Democrats and Republicans sparred over the watchdog report that concluded there was no political bias in the FBI investigation of Trump campaign ties to Russia. Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy and Inspector General Michael Horowitz.
Did you find anything where the FBI planted spies in Mr. Trump's campaign?
We found no use of confidential human sources and placing them in the campaign.
Republican Lindsey Graham called the FBI probe a criminal conspiracy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page sued the Trump administration for releasing hundreds of text messages between herself and a former FBI agent with whom she had a romantic relationship. She accused the Department of Justice and FBI of illegally disclosing nearly 400 text messages to the media in 2017. Page said the texts also included highly sensitive personal information, including medical records, financial transactions, personal actions, and private conversations. She said sharing the texts with the media was in violation of the Privacy Act. More classic films are being preserved into history. USA's Chris Barnes gives us a rundown.
25 films being inducted for historic preservation by the Library of Congress, including Purple Rain.
It's a song that goes in the band with Lisa and Wendy.
Besides that 1984 film that launched Prince into superstardom, there are some other musical-themed movies being inducted, like the Mozart movie Amadeus and Martin Scorsese's concert film The Last Waltz. Other films added to the registry this year, Platoon, Clerks, and Coal Miner's Daughter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.